do you actually believe? Like, do you actually believe in yourself to the level of, I will do everything it takes? I will leave no stone unturned. Because if you did, how would that change your behavior? How would that change how you show up in every single moment? You know, recently I've been really trying to connect more deeply with the people in my life and trying to really tune in to what is it about this person that makes them special? Because it's not the people that you think are special. The Elon Musks, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the LeBron Jameses, the Michael Jordans. Those are some people in their gift in that moment. And we are watching them live in their gift. But everyone, every single person, you right now, you're listening, you have a gift. And how wonderful, how magical does it feel when somebody notices that gift that you have, that you were born here to present and to share? To me, there's nothing better, but it often just takes our capacity for someone to notice it, to make our day, to make our life, really. And so I guess I'm really trying to tune into my own presence, trying to tune into connecting with other human beings so that I can help them see what is inside them already. Everyone's got something. And I think we look at those people and we say, oh, it can't be me, but it can be. You are just as special as Michael Jordan. You are just as special as Mark Zuckerberg in your own way. And you have a thing that if you put your mind to, if you actually believed in your gift as much as I believe in it for you, your life would be different, drastically different. The reason why Mark and Michael Jordan and LeBron James are acting the way they do is because they've been living in their gift for so long. The world has told them about their gift for so long. And some of us don't believe we have a gift. And that's an absolute shame. It's sad, really, that so many people are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old right now, and they believe that they don't have a gift. My question to you is, do you believe that you have a gift? Because I know you do. And I want you to sit in it. I want you to really think about it. I want you to understand your gift is there. And I encourage every one of you to look at the gift, to see it for what it is, and to really believe it is possible to transform yourself. Yeah, you got to sacrifice. Yeah, you got to put in work. Yeah, you have to actually do the things to make that gift come to life. I try to do that every day with the podcast. I try to do that every day with talking to any person that's in front of me and trying to make it their best day possible. It's not just something that I do on the podcast. Hopefully it's something I do in my day-to-day, in my regular life. Because the podcast isn't about becoming the number one show in the world. No, it's about connecting deeply with human beings and helping them learn something about themselves. And guess what? I can do that when we're recording, and I can do that when we're not. And I believe in that gift. I believe in that ability that I can do that. And so my question to you is, do you believe you have a gift? Do you believe you can actually work on it and hone it and craft it? Because guess what? My gift on episode 1 or episode 20 or episode 50 wasn't, it was potential. And now it is sprouting into a reality. And I sense that from the start. From the start, I knew there was something different about this pursuit as opposed to the other ones that I did. And so I'm begging you to find your gift, to believe that it is possible to change and actually hone it. And that if you put enough time and effort and energy into doing something, you can be a different person. But you know. So take this opportunity to use your gift, to believe in yourself as much as I believe in you. Because it really, really matters. The world needs more people acting in their gifts. They need more people who are willing to tap into their presence to really be all they can be. Because that's what it is when you're tapping into your gift. You're tapping into presence. You're tapping into your ability to connect with that moment. When Michael Jordan's playing basketball, he's one with basketball. When I am podcasting, I am one with podcasting. Believe in yourself. Because it really, really matters.